Well, we got some news yesterday on Twitter about that controversial laptop ban on some flights to the U.S. from the Middle East. The Department of Homeland Security spokesman tweeted, "With enhanced security measures in place, all restrictions on large personal electronic devices announced in March for 10 airports, 9 airlines have been lifted. So passengers on those planes can carry their laptops again." What have people been seeing on those laptops and in social media? Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, joins us from Washington. Hi, Femi.
Hello there.
And let's start with the sad news this week about John McCain and his brain cancer diagnosis. It sent a lot of people to social media and a certain video from John McCain's 2008 presidential campaign. It started with that question from a woman at a town hall.
I got to ask you a question. I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab. He is not.
No, ma'am. He's a decent family man, citizen that I just happen to have disagreements with on fundamental issues, and that's what this campaign is all about. He's not.
Thank you. Femi, we remember that video. He literally grabbed the microphone away from her.
Like, stop that lady from talking. Give me the mic.
People are sharing this. What are they saying?
Well, this was a town hall from 2008. It was in Lakeville, Minnesota. There were boos when Senator McCain actually had that pushback to the lady. But the Nicole D. Wallace says, "I was lucky to be there. It was powerful at the time because he didn't mean for it to be any sort of moment." Baz Bazenboim on Twitter calls the Senator McCain a statesman. There's always more than one conversation going online, particularly when there's a big tweet, which this video is, of Senator John McCain actually maybe talking about some old-fashioned political values. You can be gentlemen in politics and disagree with each other. But there's a little bit of subtext. The lady in the town hall said he's an Arab. And then Senator McCain says, no, he's a good family man. And then a lot of people out on Twitter were saying, hang on a minute. Those two things don't have to be mutually exclusive. So a number of conversations going on there, but mostly being very appreciative of Senator McCain and what he has brought to politics over the years.
Well, he was in a tough spot there because when people were calling Barack Obama both an Arab and a Muslim, it was in a derogatory way, and he was responding to that.
We're looking back 10 years, and also the political climate has changed so much, which is why I believe this piece of video is doing so well online.
Well, it's interesting because I've been hearing from younger people who had never heard of it. So he's brought that moment back, and we wish him the best. But look, there was also a viral tweet yesterday from Tesla CEO Elon Musk about his idea for building this Hyperloop, it's called, between Washington and New York City, this kind of underground bullet train kind of thing. What did he say?
All right. So he says, "I just received verbal government approval for the boring company." That's his company. It's not a snoozy company. It's a tunnel boring company. And his company has got verbal approval to build on the underground New York to Philadelphia, Baltimore, D.C. Hyperloop, New York to D.C. in 29 minutes.
Yeah, this would be incredible if he did get permission for this. Did he? What did people in New York City and the Trump administration, what's everybody saying?
Well, people online were like, huh? And then there was a hashtag verbal approval and all the things that you had verbal approval to do, being slightly snarky. Ben Saul, he's the deputy press secretary at the New York City mayor's office, says, "Elon, you've got to be joking. Nobody in City Hall or any of our city agencies has heard from Elon Musk or any representatives of his company." So the press office at the New York City mayor may not have heard, but Brian Fung, who's the tech reporter at the Washington Post, did a little bit of digging. And apparently it is true. The White House says it had promising conversations with Elon Musk on the DC New York Hyperloop, and they are very interested in transformative infrastructure. And if you think of yourself being in a little pod, that pod in a steel tube that goes from city to city, you could cross the United States in about 1 hour. You could get up the Eastern Seaboard in 20, 30 minutes maximum. This is what he's envisioning, and this is what he's actually putting out there as an idea, and he has verbal approval.
But, Femi, what I love is that all of this, or at least a lot of it, is taking place on social media.
Yes.
We discussed this huge project.
It's a good place to pitch.
Yeah. Femi, okay.
Your transformative transport system.
Right. You know, just put it out there. Somebody might say,
see
okay.
See what happens.
Right.
See if it floats.
Femi, okay, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks as always.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
You too.